At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid, hour number two, as we've got Knicks-Pacers game number one, 3 minutes to go in the first half, 58-54 Knicks. We have got the Stars and the Oilers game one of the Stanley Cup West Finals, 1-1 after one. We got a lot of baseball going on. Phillies up 2-1 in the second in Colorado. The Jays are up 2-0, and they got the bases loaded, nobody out in the seventh. We'll see if the Jays could bust this thing open. Maybe they get over this 4.5 live total that we had about an hour ago that I went in on. Under the hat special. Joe didn't want it. I knew that I had to go play it. So over 4.5 in the Padres and the Jays. Got Yankees going on, too. Burger Time's got two homers for the Rangers. We got to get the golf picks this hour as well. And a couple of other things. Mike Carver here with you along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Siakam with a bound. We should have had two bounds, but the guy didn't want to. The ball stopped right in front of him. And you went under the hat in the Toronto game? Hope he doesn't hit into a double play.
You asked me. Which game do you think is going to break up? You said, which game is going to bust out? I told you Toronto and San Diego, and you said, these Blue Jays. Let me take the game where it's freezing cold and pouring rain on everybody's head. I'll try to go after that one. So you went after that one. So I went with the indoor game with a couple guys who might give up some runs. Sure enough, I've got this Bichette up now here. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Jays. Hitting bottom seven. Let's go.
All right, can we get to Siakam? Where is Miles Bridges? Naismith has two and Josh Hart only has three assists.
3-1 Rangers. This Haggerty puts one in the seats.
That's it. Again, keep talking bad about my position. I want you to keep talking bad.
Man, that Haggerty was like 10-1 to homer, too.
Good. Another one punched right in your gut.
I would have never taken Haggerty, so I'm not upset about that. I was upset about
Let me see
about
this
Berger,
blast. Though. Let me see this blast.
He got it.
Let me see this.
Oh, man, Joe.
What happened?
This Towns is having a big night.
Oh, yeah, he got it. All right. Goodbye. Woo! Woo! 3-1. Nice. He got it, all right. Goodbye. Smash job. Can we get your guys? This Siakam, I got to talk to him at halftime. Guy's gutless right now. Ah, man. I knew Naismith would be the guy tonight. Naismith would be hot. You better hope that Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges come alive in the second half. You better hope.
I better hope.
Yeah.
You better hope.
Yeah, you better, because, you know, the same guys, Josh Hart assists. He's got three assists.
3-0 Toronto. 3-0 Toronto. Three nothing.
Keep saying it one more time. 3-0.
Tell you, this is a night for the Rockies. Look at this. Rockies lead off double in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, here we go. He's talking his position in this game, too. Would be nice if Siakam could get this bound. Yeah. You know, he's starting to work the glass a little bit more, Siakam. But again, we have a guy that you're not rooting in.
Who?
You.
Who? Who am I not rooting in?
Siakam.
He's got no shot.
Come on. Don't do this to us. Don't do this to us.
The guy's already beyond half court when the ball's coming off the rim. He's so far away from the rim on every missed shot. He's got no shot to get any bounds. He's miles away from the rim. It's like we keep taking these guys. They're just running from the ball. They're not trying to get him. They're not trying to get the bounds. They're running from the ball.
Pat frustrating, Riley again. Joe.
Frustrating.
Show should be called Pat Riley and Lisi. Obviously. Yeah, just breaking it down. I mean, just there you go. Pat Riley again.
Base hit for Vlad. 4-0 Jays. 4-0 Jays. Here they come. 4-0 Jays. Big bad Vlad coming through with a hit. One more.
You're starting to get under my skin.
What's the matter?
We had a shot. We had a shot. We came right out.
All right. And again, you know what? Rooting this hack, Siakam. We'll root him in.
Yeah. You did the same thing with Horford, and Horford almost brought us home on Friday night. And all you did was badmouth the guy. And because of your negativity, we lost that same game parlay.
I don't think it had anything to do with any negativity that I had.
No?
No. I don't think there was any negativity.
I know. Mr. Positivity, you're going on the speaking tour next week. Right?
Who hit that three, Joe? Who was that? Oh, Halliburton? Halliburton hit that three?
Siakam took a three.
They got this total pumped to 244.5 now.
Nah, I don't want to hear it. I told you I loved it at 221. Yes.
I got to tell you, you're telling me things aren't going to tighten up a little in the second half? I think it's an under at 244.5.
Then play it. Don't be shy. Play it.
All right. All right, I will.
Put your money where your mouth is. Don't talk about it. Talk is cheap.
You want to put it with the golf?
I ain't putting it with the golf.
Put it with the golf.
What's going on? What are they reviewing in this game? What are they reviewing here? What is this guy doing? This umpire looks like Eric Estrada. What's he doing?
Eric Estrada.
Chips.
I know who you're talking about.
It hits on the line. What are we doing here?
Chips. Chips.
California Highway Patrol working the Yankee and Ranger game.
I know. Chips, he says. Eric Estrada.
You gotta be kidding me here.
Chips. All right.
What are you laughing about?
It's Halliburton taking some big threes. You should have took Hart for the bounds, Joe. Hart attacks.
Why didn't you take?
He goes after the glass. He wants that contact.
Did you take him? You took him for assists. How crazy were you? You took him for assists tonight.
And how many has he got? How many has he got?
130 points in the first half. We would have smoked it.
No way they keep up that pace. no shot. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. They go to the half in New York at the Garden, where the Knicks will take a 69-62 lead into the half. They are minus 5.5 live, with the live total 245.5. 245.5.
You want to take the under.
Yeah, I mean,
I've not them Blue Jays.
Let's go. Put them in there. That's a winner, Joe. Over 4.5. That was the game.
No? Guess so. You had it dead to rights.
Turner. Tonight, this Turner homers for the Phillies. Oh, I can't take this, Joe. Played him on Monday. Tonight he homers.
All right, could we get a little Yankee rally? Could we forget about your pocket for a second and root in my guy?
No, because I need something to go into it before I could do that. Can something go into it first?
No.
Oh, now I'm really going to explode.
Oh, what? God, tell me. Who hit it? Who did it? Who did it?
Harper,
back to back to back. 4-2 Phillies. Slapped you right in your belly tonight. That was the game.
I played Harper the last two nights. Last night, remember, I had all the CLV on him.
I had him.
Got him at 440. Went off at 310. Had all of, and then tonight of the.
I had him on Monday, so I feel your pain. I had him on Monday.
I think I do have him in a three team lotto, but a three leg lotto. But
what are you gonna do? This is what happens, right?
What about the Boniac in that game, Joe? Can we get the Boniac?
Yeah,
all right.
Why
as
not?
I was saying, 245.5. Now, Bridges for three threes is plus 750 here at halftime. He's like the only guy who hasn't hit a three in this game, by the way. Everybody's hit a three. Turner, Ananobi, McBride, Nembhard, Hart. Everybody's got threes except this
3-2
guy.
Yankees. Somebody went yard. Come on.
Bellinger with a big fly. Look at Bellinger
big
go.
Big fly. Can we, how about that, DeGrom? How about that?
Is he still in there, Joe? Is it still
DeGrom?
Yeah,
he is. He is. I don't know after he gives up the home run. They still got a 1-1 count on him. Punched him in his belly. That's it.
Now,
That's it.
What do you need for this game, Joe?
I need one run.
Okay, so 5.5 is what you had? You had 5.5 in the Yankee game?
I have it as
come
high
on,
as
that,
nine.
Come on, that's attainable. I thought you were going to tell me you needed 10 runs or something. I mean, will you get this? Come on.
Let me tell you, that was a shot.
He got a hold of that one.
All right.
How about we take this? Let's take this Turner for three threes live. He's got one. Plus 220.
What's Naismith for five threes?
Oh, you're such a pig. Naismith for five threes is plus 950. Double off the wall. They're all going to come around. 8-0 Blue Jays. This was the game, Joe. This was the game. 7-0 Blue Jays. They held the guy at third for some reason. They must have pulled him up. Probably Kirk on third. Plus 950 for five threes for Naismith. Plus 950.
What about four?
For four threes, plus 290.
I think Naismith is going to eat.
You think Naismith is going to eat, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I have a live boost for the Knick game. In New York, they gave you a live boost.
I think I have one, too. I have a live boost on the basketball. I'm going to take Naismith for threes.
And I got enough going with Naismith for the threes. I don't need to get involved with him. How about this Obi Toppin, Joe? He's got 5 boards. At least he hit the glass in the first half. For him to get 8 boards plus 230. Three more boards.
Volpe almost put it out, it looks like.
Oh. Right by the wall, Joe. It was close. It was close. How about this Mitchell Robinson for 8 boards?
How many does he have?
3. Plus 300 for 8. I might put him in here, this parlay for 3. Might give him for 3 boards here. All right.
How about Siakam for 6 boards?
No. Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. I'm done with the Siakam. You got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me that you even said that.
No good?
No good. All right. I did actually have, I said I had Harper in something, Joe. I had him in a lotto. Harper, yeah. Ohapi, and Marte. Harper, Ohapi, Marte. So I need Ohapi and Marte.
Later okay, on. So let's get it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, let's Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. More to do right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Started the second period in Dallas, 1-1 Oilers and Stars in that game. 7-0 Blue Jays, top of the 8th.
6-2 Phillies. 6-2 Phillies.
Yeah, they're putting a beating on them here. You want to do an alt? You want to alt the Philly team total, Joe?
Now? To what? 20?
Yeah, no, I think they're going to keep pumping it up.
Why wouldn't you? Again, when you have a young pitcher, I think the pitcher had like an 11 ERA. Like, why don't you want to pad your stats in Colorado? I just don't get these guys. Like, if you're looking to get incentives, this is when you get them, right? Like,
yeah, they don't let you go higher than 9.5, Joe. I guess that's probably just a set there. It's 10.5 over minus 138. They don't let you alt it any higher than that.
You could alt the total, though. I mean, why don't you alt the total? If you're scared of the total, but you want to take the team total?
Saying they're scared of letting your team alt the team total. I mean, the total's at 16.5 with 8 in. We're going to alt it to 20?
I mean, would it shock you if they got there? They lost 21-0 to the Padres about a week ago. No?
Can this Abreu for the Red Sox, Homer Joe?
Yeah, that would be nice. I would take that.
It would actually be very nice if it happened. But nope, first pitch. Let me swing at it. Let me swing at the first pitch and put it straight up in the air. Why not? I think that's a better option. Let me swing at the first pitch. Ridiculous, Joe. Yeah, really
that's
is.
What these guys do. That's what these guys do. See what happens here. The guy's throwing meatballs. Come on, 85 miles an hour.
Are you surprised that the vote was as close as it was? I mean, they only needed 2 more, and they would have got rid of that tush push today.
Yeah, I mean, these teams and coaches are ridiculous. Can, give me a break. You know, and I'll use your team as an example. You have a 6'5", 6'6", quarterback. You can't run the tush push with them. I mean, give me a break. You could do it every down. I mean,
they run a modified version of it. They run a modified version of it.
That's a base hit to start for Texas. Let me ask you this, though. If they ran the Eagles version of the tush push, they'd be just as successful as the Eagles. So why don't they do it? Why do they have to do a moderation?
I don't know, Joe.
You're not answering me. What's the reason?
I don't know why. I don't know why they run the thing where Allen goes like, you know, two spots over on the line and then does it. Like, I don't know why they do it that way. They probably have some kind of charts and graphs and data and all that that does that. It's not working. Well, I wouldn't say that. They used it a ton last year, and it had a pretty high success rate. I think that they went to the well one too many times in the Chiefs game. In the AFC title game, they went to the well one too many times. But...
Why? Did the Eagles go to the well one too many times? That's the whole point, Carver. What are you talking about? They did it.
I have no problem with the play. I don't think that they should get rid of the play. In fact, I think it's chicken, you know what, that teams tried to get rid of it. To be quite honest,
professional
with you.
NFL players are complaining about a quarterback sneak. How about this? How about you don't get the team into a 4th-and-1 or a 3rd-and-1 situation where they utilize the tush push? How about that?
That's also something that you could say. Say that
as well. How come nobody says that? All right, we're underway here. Could this Siakam step up? Get the board, man. Get it.
That's what I mean. It's like there's just no like. I don't know. There's just no heart, Joe. There's just no heart from this guy. No heart.
That drives me
Carver
nuts.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll come back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. Let's see here. Wow, this Lindor hit a homer for the Mets, huh?
I told you that. I said Lindor. 5-1.
Yeah, during the break. During the break, no. You said it.
No, we were on.
I don't think so.
All right, maybe we were on break.
I don't remember that. I think we were on break. That's just me. That's just me thinking. But I don't know. We have life.
Siakam is showing a little something here.
All right. Well, two things concern me, obviously. Bridges has a lot of points, but he hasn't shoot threes. It usually just hangs out on the wing and shoots threes, which is troubling. And Hart had 3 assists in like the first 3 minutes of the game, and he hasn't had an assist since. So that's a little troubling too.
All right. Well, I don't know what to do here.
It is what it is. You know, you live and you learn. Right?
Yeah. Yep, living you learn. Certainly learning this past couple of weeks. That's it.
Oh, that's in the barn.
Wow, what happened?
No, I was looking at something else that I had. And it's just...
8-0 Blue Jays. 8-0.
Wow. That was the game.
Again, if I hear it again, that was the game. That was the game.
That was the game, Joe. That was the game.
All incredible.
Right. Now, getting back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's gutless that all these teams, you know, 20 of them, well, no, and apparently, Joe, they were fighting in the room about it. Did you read that story?
They're all fighting in the room. No, come on. The owners.
And then Lori brings Kelsey with him for him to explain how a safe play it is. Enough.
He brought Jason Kelsey to explain.
He brought him to the presentation.
And what was that supposed to do?
He's a very well-respected member of the media, former player. You know, he came to explain how it's a safe play. It's not an unsafe play.
Well,
people have been trying to bang the drum saying that it's an unsafe play.
How long before Jason Kelsey's commissioner of the league? I mean, we give this guy more handouts than a soup kitchen. I mean,
I knew you would like that. You can't stand that guy, so I knew that you would like that. That Jason Kelsey.
It's crazy. Just give him anything he wants. He's a good guy. He's such a good guy. I told you when you're at the dinner party and you're talking, you have a couple of drinks and you meet somebody for the first time and there's like 6 degrees of separation and you know somebody that like, you know, the other guy or guys know, so good. The guy's so good.
He's so good. 3-1 Oilers. 3-1 Oilers.
McDavid?
Bouchard with the goal. Nope.
Was it McDavid?
First Nugent-Hopkins, then Bouchard. 3-1 Edmonton. Who just tripped Brunson? Was that this Naismith? Yeah. Who was that, Joe?
It was Naismith.
He ain't going to be around long if he keeps taking Brunson out like that. When he called that foul on Brunson?
Yeah.
He's got 3 fouls. Seven-point lead for the Knicks with 9 minutes to go in the first half.
Right.
I can already feel this game slowing down, Joe.
Please.
Down to 237 and a half. 237 and a half. Can feel it. There's that Turner. I told you about him, too.
What about Turner? What about him?
Did he hit a 3?
No. What game are you watching?
I'm watching the game. Come on, Joe. Come on.
Can you stop?
2 main. Naismith for 4 threes, plus 490 now.
Does he make 3? Did he make one?
Brunson
one?
For 3 threes, plus 880. Man, this guy.
Siakam with a deuce.
Yeah, he needs. How about him actually getting a rebound? How about that?
How come the Yankee game isn't on? What is going on here?
What do you mean? What? How come it isn't on? It's on Amazon Prime.
I got it on Amazon Prime. How many outs?
Varsho with a grand slam. 11-0 Blue Jays. 11-0 Blue Jays.
Let's say it again. That was the game. 12-0.
12-0 Blue Jays. That was the game. That was the game. What do you want me to tell you?
And again, because I bashed the Blue Jays, they break out with 12 runs. Figures.
They did it all themselves, too. They scored all the runs. Nothing. Can Tatis get a garbage time? Homer? They took him out. They took Tatis out of the game. They're so gutless. They really are. They're so gutless. They can't let the guy get a garbage time at bat down 12-0. Pad his season total with the homers. They just can't do it. Sick. Sick. Well, we need a big late night, Joe, with the Taters. We need a big late night.
I don't know. I'm not there yet. I need a bloop and a blast. Grisham, looping a blast.
It's the fourth inning of this Philly game. How the hell is Harper up again? I feel like Harper's been up five times already in the fourth inning. What is happening here?
I don't know. Unbelievable.
It's his third time. It's only his third time up. I feel like he's been up more than that.
Loop and a blast. All right, come on now. Oh, right there, right there. You got to turn on that ball. Ah, this Grisham. Struggles against lefties. 227, not good.
What inning is it, Joe?
Bottom eight.
So you need one run?
I'm not going to talk to you. You know what I need. Again with the asking. The asks are way too much. Right. You know what I need. You know what I need.
You know, you got me playing catch up here. I'm trying to stay in the fight with you, and you playing catch up. I'm trying to root stuff in for you.
Trying to root stuff in for me.
And you just, you know, you take it to another level.
I need Naismith. I need Siakam. I need some stuff that you have too. If your guys would like to get off the mat and actually contend in the fourth quarter, that would be a start. Ugh.
Did you take the over under the hat?
No, I should.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
80-74. Knicks lead. Knicks live now minus, live line's minus 5.5. 239.5 the total. Here.
Come on. This Naismith has hit both threes. Mikal Bridges, 1 3-point attempt. Crazy.
Yeah, it just hasn't been there, Joe.
You think Naismith could hit a three?
Yeah, we'll probably get him. We're not going to get anybody else.
No?
No. Everything else is finished. It's unfortunate, Joe, but it's true.
Yeah. Siakam shouldn't be clapping and handing anybody claps. I mean, the way he's been gutless tonight.
He's just done not. He's just, you know, he can't get much done offensively because he's got Ananobi all over him. And he's just not going near the glass. He just wants
he's
nothing
allergic
to do with the glass.
Say, the guy's allergic to the glass. He's gutless.
I mean, the next time, listen, I'm just going to say, we try to pull these things off every night. The next time you want to take somebody for bounds, it's got to be someone who actually likes to work the glass and actually likes bounds. You know, it's. I mean,
14
who is this guy?
Nothing. Toronto.
This martini homers. I told you that was the game.
All right, will you stop? I got Judge up. Can you stop with the, that was the game, this is the game. All right, Judge is up. Can you root this in for me? With the, this the... is the game.
That was the game.
Sit dead red. Oh, it was right down the middle. You can't do that, Aaron. Right down the middle, guy. Come on.
So you think that you think Minnesota's going to bounce back tomorrow against OKC?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a big game.
Very, very confident in that.
He's taking pitches now. And that guy's batting 400 until I need him to come through. And all of a sudden now he's taking pitches. We're taking everything here. I mean, what are we doing?
So you think they're bouncing back. All right, a big ant game. Again, Joe's already calling for a big ant game tomorrow night.
We'll have Panthers, Hurricanes. Judge. Send them! The runner scored. Whoop! The runner scored. He got tagged out going to third, Grisham. They came him in a rundown. 3-3. That was the game. That was the game at plus 122. I said it, not you. That was the game. Say it again. It was that game.
They didn't score 14 runs. They didn't score 14.
It's not. They could go to extras. Look at what happened with Milwaukee and Baltimore tonight. That was the game at plus 122 to the over. Not the minus 128, the over 4.5 that you gave out. Yeah, what are you going to say now? All right, can we get on the same page?
Yeah, but now I'll ask you the next question. What do you have it with?
None of your business.
Because there's something else attached to it. You know, you could celebrate all you want, but you haven't gone to the window yet.
Was it Moniak? Was it 6-3 Colorado? Was it Moniak?
No, it was some dry martini. Nick Martini hit the homer for them.
It was some Nick Moniak. I need this game dry in the martini. Yankee game. This Yankee game has to go to extras, all right? So we could really... Okay. All right, could we get some stuff going now? Could we just get some stuff going? Stop being all about you.
Yeah, and you say it's all about me. I'm just trying to eat tonight too. You know, there's been no eating over here.
No eating.
Other than that, Toronto 4.5. Other than that, Toronto 4.5. That's it.
Well, here I'm gonna perk you right up. You want my golf picks?
Oh, yeah, let's not forget about that. Go ahead, give me your golf picks. Who are you on this week?
Now, tell me about the course. Is this is considered one of these elevated or no? Coming off the PGA, I need to know this.
This is not an elevated event.
How's the course?
This course has been on the PGA Tour for like 80 years. This is an old course.
No, but is this like a minus 30, they're going to shoot 30 under in this event or no?
I'd say around 15 under.
I have my guy. My number one guy, and this is, if I'm not mistaken, the Charles Schwab, right?
That's right, Joe. The Charles Schwab.
Let me just see. I'm trying to find his number. Where is he? I already looked earlier today. No, I'm serious. I love Finau in this event if he's playing. Love him.
Yeah, I don't think Finau's playing.
Isn't this the one he won a couple of years ago?
No.
Well, then, all right. Sammy Valmaki is my second choice.
Slamming Sammy Valmaki?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got him for first round leader.
And I like to slap around this Matty Schmidt. At 200-1. And then deep shot. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Harry Higgs at 500-1.
Hey, the big rig? Big rig Higgs?
Yeah, the big rig. Woo, woo. Coming down, right? Eastbound and down, rolling up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. Come on. Come on, Harry Higgs, first round leader. Come on.
Big rig.
The big rig. Yes. No?
First round leader or for the tournament?
The whole thing. Sammy Valnaki and big rig.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Total's down to 234.5, Joe.
You might be right. Did you play it?
Under 245.5, yes.
All right. Okay.
We'll see.
I need this Naismith.
So the Thunder are -7.5 tomorrow night against Minnesota. You think Minnesota gets back in the mix?
I think they win it outright.
Okay.
But I think in order to do that, I think Ant needs a huge game. No messing around. I think this is a 35-point game from Ant and no Randall, and I think we need Gobert to be a beast.
Okay.
There it is.
I want Minnesota to win and be involved. I'm very nervous after what I watched last night that I think Oklahoma City's going to steamroll them.
You think they're going to blow them out?
I have that fear after watching last night. Florida is up a game on Carolina. They'll play game two tomorrow night.
Love Carolina.
I don't. I think that Florida sweeps them now.
I think you're dead to rights on that.
Sweep them.
As a matter of fact, I like Carolina for the series.
Yeah, that would be throwing money away.
They're going to be calling me the hockey guy after this year. Dead to rights again.
They've got no shot.
They're going to win it outright.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you taking these totals tonight in Sacra Tomato in L.A.?
It's possible.
What is this, under the hat time? I mean, let everybody know what you're on. I mean, we're leaving.
I'm on it.
You're on the 10.5. You ulted up 12.5, 13.5. How high'd you go?
Big fly.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We got day baseball.
Day games. Rodon and Eovaldi at the stadium, 7.5.
That's way too
low. I don't even know. Honestly, I have no idea how they're playing that game tomorrow. It's going to be pouring all day in New York. So God bless and good luck. This Kolek against Francis in Toronto, flat 9, Joe. Big number.
I know. Every time these teams, though, break out with big runs, the next game is a dead zero.
I mean, geez, the Rockies don't get a break. They get a fourth game in with these guys on a flat 11. This A Angel game's a 10 also with Anderson and Severino. Flat 10 in the afternoon.
Severino, I think we can go after tomorrow. What do you think?
Couple of night games. Anytime in Sacra Tomato, I'm more than willing to go after it. So
I'll tell you the total I love tomorrow night. I'm not even kidding. Brewers and Pirates. Whatever the total is.
Why do you love that total?
I love that total. I think that's going to be
the biggest total. The Pirates can't score.
I think that's going to be a rocket ship. That is a rocket ship tomorrow night.
You think that's going to be a rocket ship? I think the Baltimore and the Red Sox will be a rocket ship.
So then I'll put them together. If I can get there and somehow we come out on the other side positive, I'll put them both together. I think that is going to be both of those games, rocket ship. Jimmy Neutron special with the Brewers and Pirates. They got
Braves.
So far Milwaukee undersided in this Burrows for Pittsburgh. Rocket ship.
Smith, Shauver, and Williams, who were supposed to pitch today, but the Braves and the Nats were rained out. They'll do that one tomorrow, 8.5.
Not playing it. I'm playing the other late game, Seattle and Astros.
McCullers goes for Houston. Kirby's Dreamland for Seattle. Yeah. That's an 8.5.
I think we attacked that. That McCullers got smashed by the Reds two nights ago. And Seattle's swinging hot bats. They're swinging hot bats. They won 6-5 today, right? Right or wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they've been swinging a hot bat.
So are you in with me with Ant? Are you in with me with Ant?
I don't know. When we come on tomorrow, we'll have a half an hour to figure it out. So we'll...
Are we going to have a shot with ours right now?
I don't know. I don't think so. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matthias Brabell. We're back tomorrow. Have a great night. Cash some tickets tonight. A ball, the golf, everything. See you back here tomorrow. Carver and Lacy on the grid.